podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
You know, you'd be very happy with me, Jeremy. You know what I got back into and started up again this weekend?
Tybo.
Do they still have that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard of Tybo in years.
Random.
Blast from the past. Walking Dead.
Oh, good.
I'm like four or five episodes into it now.
I'm hesitating to ask you what you think.
But no, I will. I mean, what do you think? And I'll keep watching. I'm sure I'm pretty well hooked on it now. Although, you know me.
Here we go.
And the science nerd in me. I'm waiting for them to explain how it started.
Right.
Because do they eventually...
There's a new series coming out this summer that will explain all of that. A prequel series.
Yeah, they will.
But it is a virus.
But in this AMC series, they do explain
There's
eventually.
There's an episode with the CDC as the main focal
Good, well, we're getting
point.
Close to the CDC. I think they're going to do that on the next...
Stick with it. It's pretty good.
It's interesting.
Good.
And it's very gory, and there's a part of me that kind of likes that.
A lot of squishy... Like, wow.
2010 called. They want their conversation back.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
hey,
good.
This is the way it works with binge watching. People find things at different times.
You're going to have scary dreams. You got to be careful with shows like that and binge watching.
You'll want to stab your friends is what'll happen.
I will not saw my own hand off to get out of handcuffs. Let's put it that way. Jeremy's back at work today after taking a few days off last week.
His thank God.
Little girl came home from the hospital.
Really?
You ready to get back to work?
Well, I was sitting on the couch with Nicole last day, and I go, I don't really feel like going back to work. She looked at me. She's like, you're so full of it. You're dying to go back to work. Get out of the house. She's right. So good to be back. It's really good.
How's that little bundle of joy?
She's lazy. Really lazy. Just laying around, sleeping all the time. She sleeps and eats and poops. That's all she does. It hasn't really been that difficult. I must say, they kind of raised themselves. I've been kind of kicked back. I have to give credit to Nicole. She's been doing the brunt of everything.
How many diapers have you changed?
Oh, I've changed many diapers. But the thing is with the preemie, because she was a little preemie, you got to feed her every 3 hours, whether she likes it or not. So it's 9, 12, 3, 6, 9, 12, 3, 6, all throughout the night. So Nicole's got to wake up throughout the night, feed her with a bottle, and then she's got a pump. She's got to hook herself up to the udders there. Pump, change diaper, get her back in bed. And she said to me, she's like, you know, one of us needs to be alert because we got to take care of our three-year-old Reed. Somebody's got to run errands, mow the lawn, take care of the house. You go ahead and sleep. So I've been sleeping quite a bit, and I sleep through the night while she takes care of all the work. So it's been kind of nice.
Is she sleeping really in the
You
nice.
Just got a vacation.
I did. I've rested. I watched a few things on Netflix. It's been pretty nice.
Got a
nice.
Haircut, I see.
Yeah, I got a little trim.
So is she sleeping in the new baby's room then? So the alarm doesn't wake you up throughout the night?
No. Work? I'm in the bedroom. Nicole's on the couch, still a little bassinet next to the couch. And she's got her pumping machine there and her alarm clock that goes off every 3 hours.
Allow me to be ignorant and naive about this. Yeah. How do these pumping machines, is it actually a machine that is like...
Yeah, we had to rent an industrial machine because the baby eats so much and Nicole's producing so much and she can't breastfeed right now because she's not strong enough. So it's a machine that we had to rent. There's two tubes coming off of
it. Are you kidding me?
And then there's the apparati that you put onto your cans and that just... drains
the
cans.
Remember like in Mission Impossible when Tom Cruise was like climbing that skyscraper?
It's kind of like that.
And those suction cup things that he used?
Once you fire it up and then you position it, it just starts pulling, extracting, and it's fascinating.
Oh,
no, it's not painful.
She says
at
it's
all.
Not painful.
She sits there and watches reruns of Golden Girls and has, you know, her milk time.
Now, that's so sexy.
Chris is shaking her head at me. I don't know. I've never seen one in action.
Sure. But I think it will be more painful for her.
I
bet.
If you don't use it, and then you become like,
engorged.
Yeah, then it's painful.
Well, they talk about cows getting that way, right? That they are in pain, they need to be milked.
It's unreal, like what goes on with the female body and how things grow and like
stretch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I'm not even allowed to touch them because they hurt, and then stuff comes out.
No touchy.
One of the funniest things I've seen is Nicole when she was in the shower, and I'm going there and I'm talking to her, whatever. And she gets out of the shower, and the warm water's been hitting her and everything, and she's just dripping. Pouring out of her, going down, and she like had to get back in the shower to rinse off because there was so much milk coming out of her. It makes you want to have kids, doesn't it, Emily?
You are the best birth control
It's the human body. It's fascinating.
It's the miracle of life, Emily.
It is, Emily.
She's something alive. That poor thing is all swollen and pain. Like a
sprinkler.
She's leaking.
Everywhere. Other than that, things are going great. Reed's doing really good. He's all into this. He's all about it.
Well, that was my next question because he's about to turn 4. Mm-hmm. He's not in jealous mode.
Not at all. He's all about her, constantly wanting to kiss her and touch her and be around her.
He knows it's his sister. Right?
He does, right. I know. This isn't Arkansas. The funny thing is before we had the baby, one of our close friends had a kid about Reed's age and then another one that she just had. And she told us, she's like, one thing you'll notice after you have a baby is you will look at this child that you had before and it was the center of your universe. They could do no wrong. They were perfect. You will look at that child and say, you are disgusting and annoying. And it's so true. We were like, oh, no. That's
not our little Reed.
Not our little Reed. This kid, Reed, is disgusting and annoying. You realize it because you have this perfect little baby that smells good and is doing nothing wrong. And then there's Reed who's coming in the house with worms and wiping worms on him and then wanting to touch the baby. And you're just like, go away. Get out of the way. We're trying to do work here.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. It's like, work with me?
Yeah, with you.
Go away.
You're so annoying.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.